This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones. Longing for the sun.
All right, I'm going to host this segment a little bit the next and get David Knight in here taking over in the fourth hour. I got a lot I didn't get to yet. I'm going to shoot some special reports for Nightly News tonight. I've got really huge news on Rens Priebus and what's going on. I mean, I covered most of it. I have a tendency to do that. But I have a lot more I'm going to add to it. We're going to have some articles out tomorrow. Again, we're powerful because we're outside. We're the people. I don't care about their stupid red carpets, their stupid idiocy in D.C. That's all the pretend Hollywood. I could have had the real Hollywood. You couldn't pay me to be part of that. It's horrible. I was out there a couple weeks ago, and I just was swearing I'd never go back out there again. But Joe's got a big show, and I like Joe Rogan, so I went. And I don't just say that to act cool. It's horrible. It's horrible being in movies. It's horrible being in D.C. It's horrible going to dinners with a bunch of mummies that want to feel important when they're the establishment failed culture. We're the future. I only care about Trump because the whole enemy system hates him. He's trying to save the country. He understands what a big joke it is. He's trying to take power away from Washington, move it to his place in New York and Florida, and just basically piss on the whole thing. It's beautiful. And it's just absolutely crazy to watch everybody fawn around the people that are around Trump. He had to pull from a pool of people that were already in Washington. These are sycophants, most of them. That's why he went and got Rex Tillerson from a major corporation, people from the military, because he wanted outsiders that were not part of the swamp. But you cannot, I get you have a guide to take you into the swamp and show you where the bodies are buried, but you can't ever trust people like that. You can't do it. And take this attack from John Oliver. Only the weakest-minded people watch a John Oliver or a Saturday Night Live and think being laughed at is like, by traitors or by scum or by outsiders here, you know, carpetbaggers trying to tell us how to live our lives. And that hurts. That's a good thing. See, I'm not 5 years old. Being laughed at by scum with a audience, being told them to laugh is amazing. It's so enjoyable. It's so delicious. Not from a masochistic point of view, not from, you know, it's funny. Because I've seen that attack. Let's not exaggerate. 1,000 times the last week, the Sandy Hook stuff out of context. The people said, you think this tornado was sent by Obama? No, they can create storms and tornadoes. That's on the Weather Channel, but I don't think this was staged. Oklahoma gets hit by a lot of tornadoes. That turns into, I say Obama sent a tornado. Notice they don't show a clip of that. Or I go through hypotheticals like, I can see how this could be totally staged because there's green screens and everything else, but maybe I don't. But then I see the other people on the other side. I was talking about a debate they just had the night before on the nightly news when people saying the whole story of Sandy Hook's true versus none of it's true. And they were just waiting, watching where I played devil's advocate on both sides. You actually go out on the web. I'm criticized for saying something probably did happen at Sandy Hook. We just don't know what because Anderson Cooper got caught putting a bunch of fake stuff out. But they never challenged that. They build a straw man and then put it out and then say, oh, another straw man. Trump's getting it from Alex Jones that illegals vote. It's been known for decades, illegals and dead people voting for dead people's names. I saw a sick joke on InfoWars last week. My grandmother died. I did a memorial video for her, and I saw the sick joke, but it was true. She'll be voting Democrat next year. And she did vote Republican, and it's true. She'll be voting. You know what? I'm going to check that and make sure that Benny Grace Hammond does not vote Democrat. And, you know, that's how we handle this. Everybody in our family that dies that we love, don't let people steal their identities. Because now the Democrats pick this fight. The investigations are finding people voting illegally all over. Illegals voting, others voting. They're being caught with lists. They're now ratting out Democrats above them. So get ready for all the indictments to start, since none of it exists. Yeah, Trump got it from me. First they say, I'm discredited. lie about what we say, take it out of context, and then connect it, oh, and they get the info from Alex with no proof. And it builds me up, but it's based on a lie. We'll be back. Stay with us.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
They're intentionally leaving the borders open in Europe, bringing in mass refugees. Among them are going to be jihadists who are setting up a future Tet style offensive in Europe. And the same thing's being done to this country.
On her way to work one morning, down the path along the lake, a tender-hearted woman saw a poor half-frozen snake. His pretty colored skin had been all frosted with the dew. Oh, well, she cried, I'll take you in, and I'll take care of you. Take me in, O tender woman. Take me in, for heaven's sake. Take me in, O tender woman. Sighed the vicious snake. Take me in, O tender woman. Take me in, for heaven's sake. Take me in, O tender woman. Sighed the vicious snake. Now she clutched him to her bosom. You're so beautiful, she cried. But if I hadn't brought you in, by now you might have died. She stroked his pretty skin, and then she kissed and held him tight. But instead of saying thank you, that snake gave her a vicious bite. I saved you, cried the woman. And you bit me. Heavens, why? You know your bite is poisonous. And now I'm going to die. Oh, Shut up, silly woman, said the reptile with a grin. You knew damn well I was a snake before you took me in.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Okay, I got to get on the horn here. I'm not bragging, but I talked to the New York Times about the Soul Ranch Priebus thing and a lot of other stuff, but I want to hear what David has to say. I want to just ask him briefly his perspective on what's currently happening, because he's a smart guy and I respect his view. But all of us should be asking this question that I'm about to ask him. But first off, I want to crystallize something here that's the most important thing I probably said today, and that's this. InfoWars doesn't need acceptance by the mainstream media or by Donald Trump or by the Republican Party or Democratic Party. They're all about how you seek acceptance, how you do what they say, how you go along with them, and then you end up having success. That's called a tyranny. That's called a cult. And Joy Vilas, wearing that beautiful dress that said, Make America Great Again, whether you love Trump or hate him, was an act of resistance against Hollywood and the music industry that is totally centralized and completely cultic and bullying. And the fact that she looks so classically feminine is something they banned. They don't like that either. So it's a serious act of rebellion in such a controlled society, as George Orwell said, in a world of universal deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. So when I make the point that we are the new counterculture, as Paul Watson's been making, we've known this for a while, but it's completely evident. And so when we sit here and we criticize stuff going on in the Trump administration, it's not so we're involved and we're in the middle of it. It's so we save the country and watch Trump's back and expose what's happening and document what the globalists are doing. And the New York and D.C. and that whole establishment, L.A. establishment, needs to know we already have bigger audiences than you. We are the future. We are America. And we don't say that in some contest with you. We say that so you know, and so your audience knows, and so your final minions know that haven't fully woken up, that we've already beaten you. You understand that? We've already beaten you. Now, how far this war goes on, I don't know. I've been on here 20 plus years. I never said we've beaten you. I said we were way behind before. But we had the culture of liberty. We could defeat you. People stood up and spoke out. We did. And all over the world, everything you're doing is in retreat right now. And people are now studying how systems work, and there's going to be no going back. There'll still be corruption. There'll still be problems. But you don't have the high hand anymore. You don't have the initiative. You don't have the strength. You don't have the will. The tide has turned and reversed against you in a seismic mega shift, or the fourth turning that David talks about so much. And so our listeners need to know that. That's why they're calling us all KKK and trying to bully us, because they're so scared that the slaves mentally that they control of every color, of every race, of every region are going to break out of this. If you're a global corporate government robbing everybody that's tax exempt above the law, how do you dominate? Classic divide and conquer. Look at how the British controlled countries. And we're just going to laugh at them and move forward with an open culture of freedom. And where men are men and women are women, and if you want to be a tranny, that's your business. You're not going to teach our kids that. We're going to live our lives and teach our kids like we want. Get out of our lives, cult. All of this globalism is just a destabilizing cult. Everything they do is meant to turn us into gibbering idiots. So I want to say it, and it's important. I don't want Hollywood. I don't want D.C. I don't want to be around all the weird peacocks that are the New World Order. I want freedom and human destiny, and we are coming out of Babylon. We are coming out of the New World Order. We don't want the mega churches. We don't want to be look like we're the establishment. We don't want to impress our stupid neighbors. We want to love them and free them. So that's what I'm getting at. I'm not like Rince Priebus and all the rest of those people that are a bunch of bootlickers. Let's say buttlickers of the establishment. We're not in your paradigm. You understand? We're here to overthrow your paradigm. And you know that, don't you? But I want the audience to know that. People like this idiot, John Oliver, laughing at InfoWars. They mean to make you feel bad if you believe some of these same things, out of context, lies, laughing with a laugh track and an audience being told when to laugh. They're doing all of this to, again, make you feel isolated, make you feel alone. just like they're trying to make the president feel isolated and alone. It's the same psychology of cowards. What they don't know is we know we're right. We know we're on the right side of history, and we don't care if you say we're alone. We're not alone, and we know we are actually the majority now, and that's why the system's panicking, and we're coming together worldwide to get involved in our governments, to take our systems back, and to promote prosperity, and to not have wars if somebody doesn't start it, and to be good people again. Evil's had its run, but the pendulum has started to swing back. And I want to challenge everybody to break your conditioning, because I keep talking to folks that are the minority of listeners that think this is all a game or a joke. This isn't a game or a joke. And here's my final point. I'm handing the time today because I got to go. And he can answer my question after I'm gone about if he agrees with me. But do you understand that they know what they're doing? They attack whatever's the strongest point to ridicule it and say it's discredited and say it can't win, because they want to do a mind trick to make you abandon what is the most successful, what is the most truthful, what is the most virile, what is the most powerful. And that's why thousands of articles a week, dozens of national TV shows, hundreds of others lie about InfoWars, about our crew, about myself, about others, the attacks, all the dirt they try to dig up, all their lies, all the stuff you couldn't believe out of James Bond movies, folks, that I've been through. And I'm not crying. I asked for this. But believe me, someday the story will be told. The bigger the attacks get, the more it verifies everything I know. They're doing that because if people adopt InfoWars, which is just pure Americana, honest information, it's over. So they spend all their time laughing and ridiculing, even though it's overthrown them, and even though it's overthrowing more of their systems. They are in full panic because InfoWars is promoting the exact same thing as Stephen Bannon and Trump. It's the return of Americana. It ain't perfect, but it's the real deal. It's pro-human. It's not this seedy, wicked, selfish thing of making you poor to control you. And it scares them to death. So understand, people think I'm being hurt when I'm attacked everywhere. They're only elevating us to because they already know we're so huge, to try to make us the archetype that they can then put a straw man on and defeat to scare everyone else from adopting what they know is the real genuine article. But they're so delusional in their narcissism, they don't understand that people see through them and now understand it is the genuine article, and it's actually blown up in their face. And I can't believe they're doubling down again and supercharging InfoWars with daily attacks, because if we thought 85 million was big for the election, we could be at 100 million a week within a year. History's happening. These people are jokes. And I want to salute you all and thank you for your prayers and support. Now more than ever, we stand with you. Please stand with us. Because this is spiritual. And it's also economic. A war's happening. It's here. And you are the front lines. David Knight.
And as you're talking about this, the attacks on InfoWars, attacks on you, of course, we see this relentless attack at Saturday Night Live. I want to talk about that in a moment, but let me go back and look at somebody who has been on both sides. Jim Webb was in the Reagan administration. He was Assistant Secretary of the Navy, or Secretary of the Navy. I forget his exact title, but then he got elected as a Democrat senator. He ran as a Democrat for president in the last election. This is what he has to say. He said, D.C. insiders are trying to personally discredit the Trump administration. Now, I talked earlier today about the latest person in the crosshairs, Mike Flynn. But, of course, they've been after Bannon for a couple of weeks. They've come after now Stephen Miller. They're going after Mike Flynn. All the people who are core in terms of agents of change are being attacked relentlessly by the press. And one of the tools that they use, of course, is ridicule, because that's Saul Alinsky's tactic. You know, his rules for radicals, one of the key one of those is ridicule. But let's look at what Jim Webb has to say. He said, well, you know, there's a campaign going on the Hill, in the media, in academia, to personally discredit not only Donald Trump, but the people who are around him. Notice that they're not coming after Reince Priebus. The mainstream media is pretty much leaving him alone. He's a serious guy, they say. You know, he's a real person. He's the guy that needs to keep all the rest of these people in line. Because the other people that they don't like, especially look at what they did with Bannon, and they've attacked him in multiple ways because he has a strategic vision. As Alex pointed out, he understands, and he's been attacked recently now for his understanding of the fourth turning, a history book and a documentary that he did about it a few years ago. He is a strategic thinker. He understands that we are at a strategic turning point in our history. And that's what that book points out. A couple of historians pointed out they went back 500 years in English and American history showing a repeating pattern. He understands we're at a major turning point, and we have to make sure this turns the right way. Stay with us. We'll tell you what that's about when we come right back.
This is the story of the shaving company called Harry's. In an epic battle of David versus Goliath, in the early 1980s, a child was born. Two of them, actually. Their names were Jeff and Andy. Time went by, they developed facial hair, and one day, something happened. Andy got ripped off buying overpriced razors. So they decided to start their own shaving company and fix shaving once and for all. They hired the best designers. They bought a 95-year-old German blade factory. And they started selling high-quality razors online with no upcharging direct to customers. How did the overpriced razor company respond? By threatening to sue their pants off. Don't worry, Jeff and Andy have plenty of pants and a relentless dream to give all guys a great shave at a great price.
Try Harry's free. They'll send you a razor with five German blades, foaming shave gel, and even a travel blade cover when you sign up. Just cover shipping. Plus, get a free post-shave balm at checkout with code 3434. That's harrys.com, code 3434, to get your free trial set.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
When pistol threat armor is just not enough, KD Armor offers a rifle threat solution. As thin as 1/4 inch, with our proprietary armor that conforms to your torso. This is the only concealable rifle threat armor on the market today. You can own it starting at $225. Check out KD Armor on Facebook or at KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calvin Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Body Union's that big business man, and it's going out of that dinosaur.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight. As I look at one of the articles that's up on Infowars.com by Dan Lyman, he talks about how the Make America Great Again dress girl dominates the charts after, listen to this, a 54 million% increase in sales. 54 million%. Okay. Now, this is a 2014 album that she had. I Make the Static. They say currently sits atop Amazon's Movers and Shakers chart, where she also owns the second through the sixth slots as well. So the first six slots are hers in terms of the Movers and Shakers. Now, she's someone who racially is Italian, African-American, and Choctaw Indian. And Twitter's users point out the stark contrast between the violent outrage generated by her dress and the non-reaction to actress Victoria Rohl when she wore an Obama dress to the Emmys in 2009. We have something going on here. And, you know, when I look at this dam that is overflowing in California, of course, there's many things we could say about that. The inability of the California government to do anything real to protect its citizens, to even provide a decent infrastructure. But when you look at what's happening with this, and you look at this 54% increase in sales, when I saw these two articles on my desk, you know, I thought, what we have going on here is we've actually got the elites are being flooded. They cannot resist this, just like they can't stop this dam. This is a flood of support, 54% increase. They're trying to swim against the tide. They're trying to swim against a dam that is bursting. That is what's going on in culture right now. And at the time all of this is happening, the time we see John Oliver coming out and ridiculing and taking comments out of context with Alex Jones, we see Saturday Night Live coming after Trump relentlessly, they're losing. As a matter of fact, the New York Times, of all people, did a review, said Saturday Night Live targets Trump again with a hint of exhaustion. In other words, this is getting pretty tired. Your comedy is getting pretty tired. It's not really very funny. This is Alec Baldwin in his 17th appearance as a host, and most of those have been his impersonation of Donald Trump. But here's the interesting thing about it. You know, we talk about Hollywood. It's really Hollyweird. It is so weird. You've got these, now all of these men in the Trump administration, they're trying to ridicule. They've got all these female actresses doing cross-dressing. I guess that's how they get their kicks. And there you can see Melissa McCarthy dressed up as Sean Spicer, the White House press secretary. So that's how they get their kicks. Melissa McCarthy dresses up as Sean Spicer. Rosie O'Donnell dresses up as Steve Bannon. You got Kate McKinnon dressing up as Attorney General Jeff Sessions. If only they could, if only they could have power, they think, or if only they could be men, or if only they could just dress up as men. And then you've got the icing on the cake. You've got Alec Baldwin, who gets to play a real man for a change instead of his usual self. He gets to play Donald Trump. So that's the little fantasy land that they're living in. But even the New York Times, even the New York Times says this is getting a bit tired. Says there was a sense of exhaustion of, quote, how long can we keep this up? They said that is really what's going on with this. And they have to understand that they're not changing anything. And it's getting really, really pretty tired. You're going to have to do more than have female actresses dress up like male administration figures. But understand what is going on with this. As I mentioned, they're coming after Steve Bannon. They're coming after Stephen Miller. They're coming after Mike Flynn. They're coming after everybody who is a real agent of change in the Trump administration. You know what they were doing with Steve Bannon when Rosie O'Donnell was dressing up as him? It was interesting because it all happened at about the same time. They put him on the magazine cover of Time magazine. They put him on there, oh, he's the real power behind the throne. Then they put him on Saturday Night Live, and then they portray him as the Grim Reaper in Time magazine. What they're obviously trying to do is to say that he's the real power behind the throne and try to create friction and division within the administration, try to make Trump upset with him or to get jealous with him. They even said on the Hill, Bannon flies too close to the sun. His wings are going to melt, I guess. They understand that Steve Bannon is the real threat to them. Steve Bannon understands, as I pointed out in the last segment, he really understands that we are at a turning point right now. And this is based on the work of Strauss and Howe, who did the fourth turning. They did some other generational things. As a matter of fact, they're the people who coined the term millennials. They have seen a generational cycle that has been repeated throughout American and English history for about 500 years. And now Europe has synced up with it and most of the rest of the world because we have a global communication cycle here. So this is a cycle that is synced up. This is a cycle that about every 70 to 80 years, we have American Revolution or Civil War, or we have even with the Russians before they synced up with us. Look at that, was 72 years between the time they had their revolution and the time the wall came down, the communists fell. So he's seen these cycles. And Steve Bannon said, if we deliver on the promises we've made to the American people, who has created this flood like this dam in California, if we can deliver on those promises and harness that power, we will transform America for a generation. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
On the Run, Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
This is the story of the shaving company called Harry's. In an epic battle of David versus Goliath, in the early 1980s, a child was born. Two of them, actually. Their names were Jeff and Andy. Time went by, they developed facial hair, and one day, something happened. Andy got ripped off buying overpriced razors. So they decided to start their own shaving company and fix shaving once and for all. They hired the best designers. They bought a 95-year-old German blade factory. And they started selling high-quality razors online with no upcharging direct to customers. How did the overpriced razor company respond? By threatening to sue their pants off. Don't worry, Jeff and Andy have plenty of pants and a relentless dream to give all guys a great shave at a great price.
Try Harry's free. They'll send you a razor with five German blades, foaming shave gel, and even a travel blade cover when you sign up. Just cover shipping. Plus, get a free post-shave balm at checkout with code 3434. That's harrys.com, code 3434, to get your free trial set.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and I want to talk about what's going on here with the attacks on the administration and also with Betsy DeVos. As Breitbart looks at it, they say, well, she's told us that she's not a supporter of Common Core. Here's six ways that she can prove to us that she isn't. I want to talk about what really needs to be done in education. And also, we've got an article. We've had some interesting quotes coming out of this World Government Summit in Dubai. Elon Musk is there talking, and of course they brag about the fact that they want to see a convergence of technologies that government uses, that robots, AI, genomic medicine, and biometrics. And if you look at this picture, I've got this article here on my desk, this picture of a robot, a metal man, And between his hands, he has the DNA double helix. And that pretty much says it all. We are in the hands of robots. And, of course, Elon Musk is saying, you know, you need to either merge with machines or become irrelevant. I don't think so. We're not going to see that happen. You know, as I was, well, let me give you fund the operation here, and then I'm going to get back to what Steve Bannon said in terms of the fourth turning and why this is all coming together, why this is so important at this time, and why they want to shut down strategic thinkers like him who really understand what's at stake here. Before we get to that, I want to remind you that we've got Making of the President, 20% off. That's this book by Roger Stone. Great book. 20% off, that's the introductory pricing at InfoWarsStore.com. 20% off the introductory pricing. Also, we have back in stock Super Blue Fluoride-Free Toothpaste. As I mentioned on Friday, that was the first day I tried it because it had been out of stock. When it came back in stock, I got some of it. And my wife and I were using it over the weekend, and she was telling me, you've got to get more of this stuff before it sells out. And we're not on auto ship because I'm not going to have InfoWars ship me stuff for free when I can pick it up here at the warehouse and pay for it here. But we have to be careful that we don't have things run out of stock on us. This is a great product. I really love this. It's now one of my favorites, just like Brain Force is. This has peppermint oil, iodine, nano silver, tea tree oil, things like that. It really makes your mouth feel fresh. And I know that with those ingredients, things like iodine, nano silver, tea tree oil in it, and it doesn't have fluoride, of course. We're not going to put fluoride in there. But with those things in there, it fights the bacteria that infect your gums, keeps your bloodstream clear of that. If you get bacteria in your mouth, if you have poor dental health, especially poor gum health, that is one of the biggest indicators of heart disease. It causes blood clots, other heart issues when you have infected gums, periodontal disease. So this is something that is very important. It's not just something that's going to make your mouth feel fresh with peppermint, but it's, which it does. It has that, and your mouth does feel fresh, but it also fights that bacteria. Very important to get a good toothpaste for your dental health. And, again, that's now back in stock after being sold out. Now, what Steve Bannon is telling us, and he was attacked in articles for saying that he has a dark apocalyptic vision of the future. Let me tell you who's got a dark apocalyptic vision of the future. These people who are meeting in a global world summit in Dubai, they envision a future where everybody is under the thumb of government. And, of course, they say, well, we have to do this in order to serve you. You remember that Twilight Zone episode where the benevolent space aliens come down in the ship? And their motto is, well, we're just here to serve you. We're just here to serve you. And at the end of the episode, a guy gets in the ship and he sees that they have a cookbook to serve mankind. And let me tell you something. You are on the menu. They want to take your lives away. They want to destroy your life, make you dependent on the government. That's one of the other things he's talking about, how we all have to go on a universal basic income. And we have people in both the left and the right side. We have people like Charles Murray, as I've pointed out many times before, who led the push for welfare reform under the Reagan administration, pointing out in his book, Losing Ground, that the welfare state had destroyed people's lives. It had turned them into dependents. It had been very, very counterproductive. And yet he's now one of the people, this economist, who pointed out the problems with a welfare state. He wants to put everybody on welfare. And, of course, so does Elon Musk, because they understand that as they gradually replace you, they want you to be susceptible to the soft kill. They want you to just gradually go away so they don't have a war with you. Well, we need to wake people up, and we need to tell them that we're not going to go quietly. We are not going to turn into their servants, and they are not going to serve us in that way. But as you look at this, and as we had Jim Webb point out, they're coming after all the key people in the Trump administration. One of the others that they're coming after is Stephen Miller. There's a Breitbart article there talking about how the New York Times is trying to paint him as a far-right gadfly with little policy experience. No, actually, this is a guy who has a great deal of political experience on Capitol Hill. He began as one of the youngest press secretaries on Capitol Hill when he was 22. And then he became advisor to Senator Jeff Sessions. And in that capacity, he helped Senator Sessions become an advisor to Donald Trump. And now they have derailed TPP, as they point out in Breitbart, the wage-slashing globalist trade deal and immigration-expanding legislation. That's what TPP is. He helped lead the fight of that. against that. He helped to educate the public as well as candidate Trump and now President Trump. So one of the first things that Donald Trump did is to kill TPP. And if you want to know who's to thank for that, it's Jeff Sessions and Stephen Miller. Jeff Sessions was one of the earliest people to endorse, if not me, I think he was the first person in Washington to endorse Donald Trump. And it's the only person that he's ever endorsed for president. They say that, as they point out, he's tough and determined populist, but they portray him merely as a bomb-throwing email spammer in the article by the New York Times. So this is very important to understand how they're coming after individual. They point out with him one more thing about him. They say, of course, he helped Senator Sessions to lead the fight against the Gang of Eight immigration bill. Of course, he was leading that fight, and that's largely due to Stephen Miller helping him with that. Then they come after Mike Flynn, General Flynn. The latest charge against Flynn is to say that he made some phone calls, and he talked to the Russian ambassador 7 weeks after the election, 3 weeks before the inauguration. They say he was talking to a Russian ambassador. This was president-elect and people that he had talking to them. Now, this was happening as Obama was continually putting out this phony narrative, escalating tensions between Russia and the United States, saying the Russians did everything. The Russians did this, the Russians did that, the Russians hacked our election, blah, blah, blah. Okay? And then throwing out some Russian diplomats for show. So it was against that backdrop. And so you have to ask, they look at it and they say, well, was Flynn trying to interfere with the Obama administration? I turn it around and I say, was Obama trying to interfere with the Trump administration? Because he was doing all of this stuff at the very last minute, putting out this phony narrative about the Russians. And so they say, well, you know, this is very serious. He might have to be punished for interfering with the Obama administration. So again, the double standard that we always see. They say that spokesmen, and this is information that's being leaked out, as I mentioned in that one-minute report that we did, we're continually seeing information being leaked out that I think is coming from certainly the State Department and insiders, but also when you look at phone conversations that are being leaked out, I think that's coming from the surveillance state, the dark surveillance state. And we've always talked about how if they can, they will blackmail politicians that they don't agree with. And if they can't find something to blackmail them on, they will try to destroy them with innuendo, try to embarrass them. And we've seen that now multiple times against President Trump. We're now seeing it being applied against Flynn. They say U.S. officials, as the Washington Post, said that they're trying to build a case against Flynn using the Logan Act, which they say stems from a 1799 statute, and even the Washington Post says, which has never been prosecuted. Nobody has ever been prosecuted under the Logan Act. Officials cited political sensitivities. They say prominent Americans in and out of government are so frequently in communication with foreign officials that singling out one individual, particularly one poised for a top White House job, would invite charges of political persecution. You bet they would. And think about this. Prominent Americans in and out of government are so frequently in communication with foreign officials. Well, when would that happen? Well, that would happen at places like Davos. That would happen at places like Bilderberg, wouldn't it? Of course, we have brought up that point going back to 2012. New American did an article talking about the Logan Act in the context of Bilderberg and saying that this is a true violation of the Logan Act. And they quoted at the time Alex Jones, who in the 2012 Bilderberg meeting that was in Chantilly, Virginia, said government officials meeting and discussing policy with private interests in secret or with representatives of other governments is a violation of the Logan Act. Alex Jones pointed that out in 2012. The New American did an article on it talking about the fact that at Bilderberg you have these people meeting in secret. And who are they? Media magnates, titans of industry, top bankers, influential politicians, royalty, nobility, prominent academics, military and intelligence chiefs, and many other members of the globalist elite. So, and just that year, 2012, there are 50 Americans in attendance, all of them extraordinarily influential. For years, they pretended that this didn't happen. And then they pretended that, well, there's actually nothing really going on in Bilderberg. When we were there in Copenhagen, we got footage. Actually, my wife got the footage of Ed Ball trying to come in through a side entrance, and he didn't have his pass with him. And he was all flustered. You should know who I am. I'm the shadow chancellor of the exchequer. in Britain. And you should let me in. And, you know, why are you shaking me down for ID and everything? Well, he kept going through stuff. And so then he starts going through. He had a roll-on carry-on luggage that was on wheels with him. And he takes that carry-on flight bag, and he starts to look through it. And he opens it up, thinking, well, maybe I put it in here. And as he did, the thing opened up and spilled out. And you could see that in that carry-on flight bag that he was taking into the hotel where they were having the meeting, there wasn't any clothes. There wasn't any toothpaste. None of our InfoWars toothpaste, Super Blue or anything. No, didn't have any of that. That entire suitcase was filled with paperwork. And it's just going to say, this is just an informal meeting where we're getting to know people who are movers and shakers. There's no real business being conducted here in secret between people who are trying to push back against any particular policy or trying to cut deals with themselves. For their companies, or nothing like that is really going on. There's nothing going on here. Well, she got that picture of him as all of that stuff, literally, as he spilled the beans, and the suitcase full of paperwork. Because, of course, he's not going to put it on something that's electronic because he knows they can hack it. There we go. There's a picture. Great job, guys. I tell you, we got a great crew here. They're right on top of this. There he is. The whole thing spilled out. He's on the ground going through his stuff. And, you know, interestingly enough, shortly after that, they had an election in Britain, and he was the highest-ranking official who lost. This is a guy who said he was on the side of labor, and there he is with stacks of paper working with these crony capitalists at Bilderberg for globalism against the individuals there. So, you know, we got that picture of Ed, and we know that that's what's going on. And so what does the Logan Act say? It says, well, in the United States, any citizen of the United States – without authority of the U.S. government, directly or indirectly, commences or carries on any correspondence or intercourse with any foreign government or any officer or any agent thereof. Oh, they were filled with people like that in Bilderberg. With the intent to influence the measures or conduct of any foreign government or officer or agent, whatever, in regard to any disputes or controversies. Do you think that those people there get together and try to subvert our laws, to subvert our Constitution, to try to establish global structures? Of course they do. They want to get rid of the United States government. They want to get rid of the sovereign governments of Europe. It was at Bilderberg that they came up with a plan for European integration, that they said we're going to have a common currency called the euro back in 1955. So, of course, they do that kind of stuff. Absolutely, they do that kind of thing. But they've never prosecuted anybody under the Logan Act. And so they say, yeah, it'd be kind of hard to get Flynn, but we'll try. We'll try to get Flynn. We'll try to, even though we've never prosecuted anybody since 1799 under this law. Of course, remember, there were other infrequently used laws that the left used. Obama, the 1917 Espionage Act, he sent more journalists and whistleblowers to jail using that obscure act that was done 100 years ago. He sent more people, prosecuted more people under that law than all the other presidents in the 100 years before him combined. And then, of course, he took the Antiquities Act, and he used that to take tens of millions of acres of land throughout the country, saying, well, we're going to now declare that to be a national monument. We're going to take half of a state and declare that it's some kind of a monument. No, they abuse laws like that. That's precisely what they do. So we have to understand that this is where they're going, and we have to understand that they're focused on people who are real movers and shakers. Now, there's one other person that they're focused on, that they're really upset about, and that's Betsy DeVos, the education pick, Donald Trump. And I'm still not really sure about Betsy DeVos. I know why they're upset with her. They're upset about the charter school issue. And I have my concerns with charter schools as well. I was always for anything that I thought would give people more choice. But if you look at it closely, you can see that it really does kind of enable crony capitalism. We've seen that happen, and there's an excellent documentary. And I've talked to the filmmaker Mark Hall multiple times here. It's called Killing Ed. And they take a look at the very worst case, even worse than crony capitalism, and that is the Fethullah Gulen schools that are operating in the United States and getting $500 million of government money. So we have to be concerned about how charter schools are run. And understand that when we look at education, we look at the Department of Education and the government's role in education, you always have a situation between the Republicans and the conservatives and the Democrats and liberals on the other hand. The Democrats think that government can do no wrong, that corporations can do no right. And many libertarians think just the opposite. They think that government can do nothing wrong, and that corporations government can do nothing right, and that corporations can do nothing wrong. And that gets us into this situation of charter schools. The reality is, I think we need to get government out of education, especially at the federal level. There's absolutely no reason for us to have government involved at the federal level. And so there were two issues with Betsy DeVos. The Democrats hate her because of the charter school issue. But people on the right were very concerned about whether or not she supported Common Core. And as Breitbart points out, she announced as she was nominated that she absolutely did not support Common Core. But the issue was that she had funded and supported organizations that were avid proponents of Common Core. So what Breitbart is saying, okay, now that you're sworn in, you can do something to show us. Now, here's six things that you can do to tell us that you don't support Common Core. Number one, you can assure states that they can repeal Common Core without being penalized by the federal government. So that'd be the first thing. Say, we're not going to penalize you if you push against this. Number two, you could issue guidance that says that every Student Succeeds Act provision that gives educational secretary power over state curricula is not enforceable because we have a constitution that pushes back against that. You could also say we want to have local control of education before we address the school choice issue. We need to understand that virtually the president, virtually everybody in Congress right now, I was educated without a Department of Education at the federal level. Think about that. Most people in this country over a certain age were educated without a Department of Education. As a matter of fact, the founders were educated without any government school. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Stendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Watch me! Watch me! I got it!
back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight. I want to get back to this article on Breitbart by Dr. Susan Berry, talking about six things that Betsy DeVos can do to show us that she is not a supporter of Common Core, that she is not a supporter of big government, of centralized control over education. It's very important that that be rolled back. We're talking about having massive strategic change. Take a look at these people, these kids in the street who have been totally brainwashed, kept captive by this educational system. I call them the progressive trogs, you know, the prog trogs. They're troglodytes, cave dwellers. Go back to the analogy, Plato's analogy of the cave, where they're, he imagined a situation like we would have with a projector today. Where they, hey, imagine we got a fire and we got little shadow puppets that are being made. And you got these people that are chained into a cave and all they know is the propaganda that they've received all their life. And then you turn them out in the streets to go riot and block the roads. That's our educational system in a nutshell. These prog trogs. So we need to talk about how dangerous education is, how they have used it as a tool for social revolution. And, of course, that's what these guys did with the Weather Underground when they stopped bombing buildings and went into education. I understand how powerful that is. Before we get to that, real quickly, let me fund the operation here. We've got Super Blue fluoride-free toothpaste that is now back in stock after being sold out for months. And as I mentioned, I tried it for the first time last week, and it is something that everybody in my family really loves. It makes your mouth feel much fresher than any of the commercially available toothpaste that you find at Walmart or the grocery stores do. And I know from the ingredients in there that this is something that is really going to fight bacteria and gum disease. So it makes your mouth feel fresh with peppermint oil, but it's got things like iodine, nano silver. Do you think you can find any other toothpaste with nano silver on it in the market? Not any of the natural toothpaste. No, you're not going to find that. As well as things like tea tree oil. All of these things are very important in terms of fighting bacteria, in terms of fighting gum disease, which is pointed out as a key issue in many heart disease symptoms that will come up in terms of blood clots, heart attacks, other things like that. So that's a great thing for your health, a great thing for your family. Try that. I guarantee you, if you try this toothpaste, you're going to love it just like my family does. Also, we have Making of the President by Roger Stone. It's now 20% off the introductory price at InfoWarsStore.com. Going back to this article about Betsy DeVos and the problems that we have in education. And, folks, we're going to lose the culture war. We're going to lose our country if we allow the liberals to control education and if we have central control of education out of Washington. That was something that was put in by Jimmy Carter. As I pointed out, there's a lot of people who are in control of the government right now. The way you need to talk to them is say, hey, you managed to get an education without having a Department of Education. Maybe the rest of us could do that as well. But here are the key things. And this is in this article. They say, tell the states that they can repeal Common Core without a penalty from the federal government. And they point out, she says, President Trump and DeVos should not and cannot tell the states to repeal Common Core. They shouldn't be the ones to decide. So we don't want to see them dictating a different agenda to the states. We want to just get them out. And understand, too, that they can make common cause with many of the teachers who are so upset about the charter school issue. On Common Core, you could make common cause with them because it's not just parents who hate Common Core. It's the teachers who hate it. And then tell them that the educational secretary is not going to enforce, doesn't have the power to enforce dictates on your curriculum. Put forward a plan to eliminate the Department of Education. If you're serious about the Constitution, if you really want to do this, this has already been introduced by a representative from Kentucky. Representative Thomas Massey put out a bill to eliminate the Department of Education. He said neither Congress nor the President, through his appointees, has the constitutional authority to dictate how and what our children must learn. Absolutely. Amen to that. Join us tonight for the InfoWars Nightly News.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.